1071 CJCS. I'm Kate, and it is an absolute honor to have Jade Eagleson on the phone, award-winning Canadian country artist. Jade, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal. Thank you so much. Coming up September 20th in Mitchell, Ontario, you are headlining Tailgate Music Festival. This is supporting West Perth Village Seniors Community in Mitchell. We are so excited to have you with Spotty Dog Productions. It's going to be a fabulous event.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And, you know, it's a really good time of year, honestly, because we've been out all summer and the show is super tight. Everyone's really excited. And yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get some nice cool weather while you're down here.
You know, I'll take some of that for sure.
Yeah, because you're in Nashville, right?
Yes, I am right now. It's starting to cool down a little bit, but not enough where it's like super comfortable.
Right, yeah. Well, by September 20th, I'm sure it'll be nice and cool in Mitchell. And originally, you're from Baileyborough in Ontario?
Yes, it's a town so small that they put it inside another small town. So you gotta say Baileyborough or Millbrook, whatever's easier to say. But yeah, I'm down that way and grew up there all my life, and you know, very very passionate about the rural Ontario community being a part of that. It was a very special thing to be a part of growing up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I did look at it on Google Maps, and it's just all farm fields.
You got it. That's it.
Awesome. Have you ever been around Stratford and area, in Mitchell area in Perth County?
Absolutely. You know, it's such a beautiful area. And very much like where I grew up, it is very rural, and mm-hmm. probably a lot of folks just like me out there. So I'm excited to play a show for them.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone in Mitchell is just buzzing about Tailgate Music Festival in September. They're so excited. So how do you think it'll feel being back in Ontario? Because you've been touring around for a while.
I'm pretty excited. Anytime we get to, you know, be up and back home, it feels pretty good, because that's where it all started. The fan base kind of started in there. So getting to see the early supporters, people that believed in what I was doing before anybody else did, it is a special feeling.
You grew up on a farm, a family farm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. When did you decide, I want to be a country musician and I want to do that for the rest of my life?
It took a minute. I moved out west when I was 19, and I tried to do plumbing and tin bashing and all that stuff. And I was halfway through a trade. And I'd always loved music. On both sides of my family, I was blessed to have a lot of music around me growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I eventually kind of, you know, picked up and took it pretty seriously in my later teenage years. And then, you know, took the advice of everyone, go out and get a trade and all this stuff.
Right.
And I knew I wasn't going to be a doctor, so that's what I did. And, you know, I got out there, and you know, something was kind of burning a hole in my mind, and I had to get back. And so I called my dad and was like, hey, can I move back into the farm and help you out and really pursue this thing? And he, of course, said yes. And, you know, that the rest was kind of history, just doing the bar grind stuff. I mean, I think anyone could really do this if they set their heart and mind to it. And that's all it is. It's a lot of work, really, and that's what I did. So I put my head down, and been very blessed to have the opportunities that I've had.
A lot of work, and you definitely have the passion for it. And I mean, looking at all your music, you're doing insanely well. You're very successful. You know, multiple of your singles have reached the top of the Canadian country charts, have gone gold or platinum. And in 2024, you actually won Album of the Year at the CCMAs. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's, I mean, the Canadian radio and just the whole scene over there is so supportive of their own. And that's something that, you know, you don't get everywhere, mm-hmm. and a lot of people take it for granted, but there's a lot of people that helped me out early days on the DSP side of things, or what, be it Amazon, Apple, or Spotify, or whoever. They really helped me out right out of the gate. In radio, I mean, they were unbelievable as well. So it is a support system. They believe in an artist, and you know, they'll make it happen for them. And luckily, that's what's happened for
mm-hmm.
me.
And out of all of your award-winning, amazing music, do you have a favorite to perform live, something you're really looking forward to performing at Tailgate Music Festival?
You know, it changes almost on the nightly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love doing covers sometimes, too. It's nice to deviate and do, like, an old George Strait song or something like that. It kind of feels good to do that.
Yeah.
But I love playing our set. We obviously change things around to hype it up in the live show and add parts. And you know, it's a really incredible band, and I'm grateful to have them. They're the hottest thing on string, as I say, but they truly are. They're really great. So it changes, but I'd say right now we do have a lot of fun doing like Rodeo Queen, and,
mm-hmm.
and there's a few parts that I like that really hype up and get me excited on stage that we've added in. So it's hard to pick.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a hard question for sure. You'll be performing with lots of very talented artists at Tailgate.
Yeah.
And Josh David, Sully Burroughs, Nate Holler, Max Smith, Alexa Goldie. But if you could collaborate with any artist, country or not, who would it be?
Oh, that's tough. well, not really tough. If I was looking at that list right there, I'd pick a few. I really like those up-and-coming guys, and some of them are pretty well established already. But I've had the opportunity to write with both Nate and Sully. Especially Sully, he's just a young kid, and he is incredible. He reminds me a bit of Owen Wrigling in that sense. Just a really sweet, humble kid, and you know the talent there is undeniable, and I'm excited to see that flourish. And Nate is a good buddy of mine, so this show is awesome. He's got some. He brings the heat to every show, and I'm excited. Alexa Goldie's open for us as well, and she's great as well. So excited to see these other two guys and check their set out. And you know, Max and Josh, I've definitely heard their names floating around, so it'll be good to watch them. But if I were to pick a collab of anybody, I'd have to give it to Shania.
Oh yeah, have you tried her line at McDonald's in Canada?
I have not.
You should when you're here.
I'll tell you what, when I'm home in Canada, the first thing I do is get a double Big Mac, because full transparency, the McDonald's here kind of sucks. It is not anywhere near the caliber of Canadian McDonald's.
Oh,
you take it for granted. And
absolutely.
Smarties, they don't even know what Smarties are. So when you're getting like a Smarty McFlurry thing, like they don't know what that is. So.
Oh, sounds so sad.
Yeah, if you're planning on a U.S. road trip, it is absolutely lovely here. And the people, especially down south, are super nice. But make sure you're loaded up on McDonald's. That's something you plan to do.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. This is so much fun. We absolutely cannot wait to see you at Tailgate Music Festival coming up on September 20th in Mitchell. Jade, thank you so much. This has been a blast.
Thank you. We're very excited to be there. And it's a great lineup. I'm excited just to go as a fan and watch these artists too. So it'll be a good time.